You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CyberWire's Research Saturday. I'm Dave Bittner, and this is our weekly conversation with researchers and analysts tracking down the threats and vulnerabilities, solving some of the hard problems of protecting ourselves in a rapidly evolving cyberspace. Thanks for joining us.
Bill McDonald have quite a long history. So that activity we published on in 2018, that concerned Bill Bug. At that time, it was targeting organizations in the communications, the geospatial imaging and defense sectors, primarily in Southeast Asia. And that's really a hallmark, I would say, of Bill Bug in general.
That's Bridget O'Gorman. She's a senior intelligence analyst at Symantec's Threat Hunter team. The research we're discussing today is titled Bill Bug: State-sponsored actor targets CERT authority and government agencies in multiple Asian countries.
So yeah, when we first published about Bill Bug in 2018, we were tracking this activity under the name Thrip. However, we subsequently did further investigations into this group, and we came to the conclusion that this Thrip, this activity we were referring to as Thrip, and Bill Bug was really all likely the same group and kind of all likely the same activity. So now we track all this activity under the Bill Bug name. And in that activity we published about in 2018, Bill Bug was at that time targeting organizations in the communications, geospatial imaging and defense sectors, primarily in Southeast Asia. And this is really quite typical now of Bill Bug's activity. Those are sort of hallmarks of its preferred victims. It does primarily go after organizations based in Asia, primarily Southeast Asia, and communications, defense, government. Those are the sectors this group appears to be primarily interested in. And its primary motivation in all these instances does appear to be espionage. However, in this 2018 activity, there was a notable discovery in that when Bill Bug had targeted this satellite communications operator and also in the geospatial imaging and mapping company, they did show an interest in the operational sides of those companies. They were looking at computers that, in the satellite communications company, they were targeting computers that ran the software that monitored and controlled satellites. So there was kind of speculation at that time that there may have been a disruption motivation behind that particular campaign as well, although Bill Bug primarily is considered to be an espionage actor. In that 2018 campaign as well, we saw the group using a mix of living off the land, dual use tools, as well as custom malware. And that's very much a hallmark of how it operates as well. We see that in all the campaigns we've seen Bill Bug carry out. We've seen them using that mix of Julius or living off the land tools as well as their own custom malware.
Well, let's go through the attack chain together. I mean, how does one find themselves falling victim to this group?
Well, it's not always clear how they gain access to victim machines initially, but in this particular campaign, this most recent campaign that we saw, there were some indications that the attackers were exploiting public-facing applications to gain initial access to victim networks. And then we did see them in this campaign, as we have seen them in previous campaigns, using multiple dual-use tools, living off the land tools. As I've already said, that's very much a hallmark of their activity. And in this particular campaign, some of the dual-use tools we saw them using were tools we often see being leveraged, I suppose, by malicious actors. You know, we saw them using AdFind. That's a publicly available tool. It can be used to query Active Directory, but we do see it often used by attackers to help them map a network. We also saw them using WinRAR. Again, we often see this used by malicious actors. It can be used to archive or zip up files, for example, prior to exfiltration if you're a malicious actor. And we did also see them using CertUtil, another very commonly kind of abused tool that we see misused by malicious actors. And that's a Microsoft Windows utility that can be used for various different purposes by malicious actors. It can be used to download files and to install browser root certificates and things like that. So they used all these various Julius Living Off the Land tools, as well as deploying their own custom malware, which they do now use as well.
And now a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com. And what are the backdoors that they're using here, and what are the capabilities?
Yeah, so we saw in this most recent campaign, we saw them using two backdoors that we did previously see them using as well in the 2019 campaign that they carried out as well. So those backdoors are Hanatog, as well as another backdoor called Sage. I was never 100% sure how to pronounce this one, but Sage Runex. And those were both tools we saw being used previously in the 2019 activity. And that is how we sort of linked, you know, we were able to link all this activity to Billbug basically, but was with the usage, by seeing the usage of these tools in both campaigns. And basically the Hanatog is a loader essentially. The Hanatog is a loader, and Sage Runex, Hanatog is a custom backdoor, and that can give the attackers basically kind of persistent presence on victim networks. Sage Runex then is kind of it's a fairly resilient backdoor. It can implement multiple forms of communication with the command and control server. It's quite a powerful backdoor in that way. But interestingly, in this particular campaign, in this most recent activity we saw, this analyzed sample that had no hard configuration. So it had to be dropped onto the machine by a loader malware, such as Hanatog. So that is likely why we see these kind of two tools being used together in this way. So once we see this kind of sample, the payload dropped in the machine, we see it write logs, which are encrypted to a temporary file. We see this encryption key, which is hard-coded, and we saw this previously used as well with a previous sample of this malware. So again, we were able to connect that to previous Billbug activity. And we saw the structure of the payload once it was downloaded then. We saw it was decrypted, and kind of it's what it does, I guess, depends on the command ID once it is downloaded. And it's capable of carrying out various commands. It can execute programs or DLLs or commands. It can steal local files. It can drop files to a specified path, as well as returning a list of currently configured proxies on the machine to the attackers as well. So it can carry out various different has various different capabilities, I suppose, basically. And while we don't see data being exfiltrated in this campaign, Billbug is widely regarded as being an espionage actor, so it's most likely that data theft was the motivation in this campaign. And obviously, the targets in this campaign as well also point to espionage being the most likely motivation for these attackers as well.
And so what are your recommendations for organizations to best protect themselves here?
Billbug is quite a sophisticated actor. So it can be, you know, I think the organizations it goes after tends to be, I suppose, highly targeted. They're very interested in specific groups. They're very interested in specific sectors, in specific geographies. So those are kind of the areas that need to be worried about Billbug. But as it's a, I suppose, you know, it's an actor that uses a lot of living off the land tools. It uses a lot of dual use tools. So it's important that organizations have that kind of multi-step security software in place so that they're watching out for this kind of suspicious activity, that it's not just a matter of, you know, detecting the malware. It's finding that suspicious activity, dual use tools being used in an unusual way, you know, tools that are already on your computer being used in a non-typical manner. So it's important to have that kind of multi-layer security stack so that you can detect this kind of suspicious activity, so you can stop it, I suppose, before the malware is even dropped onto your computer, which is key, I think, for these kinds of attacks, because dual use tools, living off the land tools, we see them used so often now by these kind of sophisticated nation state actors as well as ransomware actors.
Our thanks to Bridget O'Gorman from Symantec's Threat Hunter team for joining us. The research is titled Billbug: State-Sponsored Actor Targets Cert Authority and Government Agencies in Multiple Asian Countries. We'll have a link in the show notes. Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit criticalstart.com and request a demo today. That's criticalstart.com. The CyberWire's Research Saturday podcast is a production of N2K Networks, proudly produced in Maryland out of the startup studios of Data Tribe, where they're co-building the next generation of cybersecurity teams and technologies. Our amazing CyberWire team is Elliot Peltzman, Trey Hester, Brandon Karp, Eliana White, Puru Prakash, Liz Irvin, Rachel Gelfin, Tim Nodar, Joe Kerrigan, Carol Terrio, Maria Varmatsis, Ben Yellen, Nick Vilecki, Millie Lardy, Gina Johnson, Bennett Moe, Catherine Murphy, Janine Daly, Jim Hoshite, Chris Russell, John Petrick, Jennifer Iben, Rick Howard, Peter Kilpie, Simone Petrella, and I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here next week.